Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Brian Chaffin, I hope you're doing well.
Let's go with that. Sounds good.
Okay. I like it when it sounds good. So thanks for being on.
And indeed. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have both of you here. It's also pretty cool that LinkedIn Jobs is our sponsor today. So thank you to them. They have a deal for you guys. I will let you know about that soon. But today we're going to do what I have dubbed, what did I call it? A tipisode. And iOS 12 is officially out, so we figured it was time to share a few tips, things that you'll probably enjoy discovering, or if you already know about them, just getting the validation of knowing you already found something cool. So we'll start with, I guess, a PSA sort of tip, which relates to CarPlay in iOS 12. And the deal is, if you use CarPlay, you've upgraded to iOS 12, and you plug your phone into your car when you get back to your car, and it doesn't work for CarPlay, that's because the USB restricted mode has probably kicked in, which means that your iPhone has not been unlocked for over an hour. So the easy workaround is, when you get in your car, unlock your iPhone before plugging it into your CarPlay setup, and you'll be fine. So there we go. That was an easy PSA. Andrew,
that probably aren't going to be a whole lot of people who are affected by that.
Probably not, because people tend to use their iPhones a lot.
And the people who are affected by that will probably be affected by it in 6 months and will forget this and be wondering what the heck's going on.
Right. Yeah. But those people are also cool enough that they have friends that listen to Daily Observations as well. And one of the friends will say, "Oh, do you remember the tipisode from September 18th?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think you have to manually turn that on, don't you?
USB restricted mode is enabled by default, I believe, in iOS 12.
Oh, okay.
So, but you can manually disable it. And if that's your jam, well, there you go. You can disable it, and then the lockout thing just won't happen at all. Andrew, you have found a couple interesting things in iOS 12, so hit me with one of them.
Okay, so the first tip, first of all, it's possible to name alarms in the clock app. And then once you've done that, you can use Siri to turn on the alarm by using the name. So just say, "Hey, S lady, turn on, you know, whatever name you have."
Your alarm. Bedtime alarm. So like, mm-hmm. "Hey, S lady, turn on bedtime."
Yep.
Or do you have to say alarm with it?
You might be able to just get away with using the name.
How about if we test it right now? Because I know I have some named alarms. No, I don't. I haven't named any alarms. Well, so much for testing that. But
although I thought it was funny, because when I wrote this tip, Dave had sent me a screenshot, and he named his alarm the Dream Killer. I got a kick out of
that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, as long as we're in the clock app and I'm looking at one of these alarms, let's pick one and alarm label, right? Oh, okay. So to name an alarm you've already created, go into alarms, tap edit. So this is in the clock app. Select the one you want to rename, and then tap label. And give it a name. Tap done. and then tap save. Okay, so I just named one morning alarm. So let's see. Oh, I just totally ruined it because I wanted to see if it works with without having to say alarm. So let me change it. This Brian is sausage happening right now, isn't it?
Yes, yes. This is unseasoned sausage.
All right, so now it's just called morning. Hey Siri, turn on morning.
Working on it. Good morning enabled. Time to begin again.
Yeah, I don't think it.
Yeah, I think you had an unfortunate naming choice there. All right. So while you're renaming that to.
And it wasn't.
Oh. All right, sweet. You can also do the. I have said, hey, S lady, turn on my 8:53 a.m. alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And fine, you go ahead and laugh that I have an alarm set at that particular time. And
no, I know you.
She does it. But I don't know if that would have happened if I didn't have an alarm already set for that time, or, you know, that I created an alarm for that time that was off. So in other words, I didn't name the alarm. It just existed. And right. Siri was able to turn it on just fine.
All right. So that's
so cool like too. If you and but I haven't tested that from. Well, OK, then let me test it. Hey, Siri, turn on my 7:22 alarm. No, my HomePod's.
Okay, let's do 20,141,000.
Hey, Siri, stop.
That was awesome. All right, I renamed my awesome alarm. So let's see if it still works. Because the morning thing seemed weird. Hey, Siri, turn on underpants. It's thinking.
Which underpants?
So now ask for the underpants alarm.
Hey, Siri, turn on the underpants alarm. And my HomePod picked up. Hey, Siri, turn on the underpants alarm. My HomePod has now insisted on taking all of my my.
Well, this is going to be some really bland sausage.
Yeah. Hey, how about if we move on to the sponsor? Because at least I know that will work, and then we'll do some more tips. So our sponsor today is LinkedIn Jobs, and what's great about LinkedIn Jobs is that it's the best place you can go to find the new employees you need, like. Say if you were a technology company and you needed to find new developers to work on your voice control system and how it interacts with the alarms you're setting, for example, you could do that from LinkedIn Jobs. And that's cool because you already have the majority of the workforce in the United States using the platform. And the people that look for jobs on LinkedIn Jobs tend to be people that are actually interested in what it is that your company does. So it's not like when you get these random people applying for a job because they just found it on a posting board somewhere. These are people that want to work with you or work for you. And that makes a big difference when you're hoping to find the right person the first time out. So that makes LinkedIn Jobs the place to go. Now, what they're doing is offering Daily Observations listeners a deal, $50 off the first job posting, so that you can see how well this works for you. So here's what to do. Hurry to linkedin.com/TDO and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TDO to get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/TDO. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you, LinkedIn Jobs, for being our sponsor. All right. Brian, you've messed around with Memoji.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I've been too busy to be running the betas this year. So I didn't run any of the betas. So I'm on this episode mainly to get tips.
Oh, well, that's great. But then I'll make sure.
But I did set up a.
Yeah, we'll get more tips in the second half of the show. So you did set up a Memoji, and since this is
I did set up a Memoji, and this
is like one of your first experiences using iOS 12. So
yes,
what was the process like, and where does someone go to set up a Memoji?
So you can, at least where I went to go do it, I simply went to an emoji within iMessage.
Right. Okay, yep, and that's where you do it. So
yep.
You went to the right place.
And and if you hit the big plus button, you can start creating your own emoji. And make sure you look at all of the various options and scroll around and poke around, because it may not be immediately clear. If you've ever set up a Bitmoji, mm-hmm. the process is very, very similar to that.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And have you guys used Bitmoji?
No, but I've used Memoji. I hear the process is very similar.
I heard that too somewhere. I'm not really sure where. But the process is very similar. A lot of people have used Bitmoji. So if you've ever done that, it should all be rather similar. I will also note that Memoji is kind in that it sets up a very, very idealized version of us.
Yes, I agree. If only I looked as good as my Memoji.
Yeah, I wish I looked as cool. At least this is what I think my Memoji. I think my Memoji looks cool. I wish I looked as cool as that in real life. I also wish I had that much hair on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Shut up, Andrew.
Andrew, this is why I love you. Oh my God, that was
awesome. But you know. So make sure, like I'm looking at mine now and I realize that I didn't affect my nose choice. And so I've got a nice little button nose, which I don't have in real life. So I got to fix that. There are some, where was it? Some age choices. There are eight. Let's see, I thought you tapped and hold on it to edit, right? Tap the three little dots, and if you've already created one, you want to edit what you have. You tap the three little dots that are to the left at the bottom next to your emoji.
Yeah, the little blue circle with the dots in it.
Yeah, and you can control your quote unquote age under head shape. Right, it's at the very, very top. Age doesn't really do a whole lot. I think you get some wrinkles at the eye. I'm wearing a beard, so my emoji has a beard, and I've got glasses on, so there was really very little difference for me when I picked the older version versus the middle version, which it defaults. You do hairstyle, you do skin, you do brows, and in each case there are some customizable aspects of color that you can do. And there may end up being some options if you scroll around and look at the individual choices that are there.
It was actually fun, yet at the same time tedious, setting up my Memoji. It was just cool to watch this cartoon character version of me come to life.
Yeah, and you know, until you start, like, because you start off bald, start off just a head shape. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once you get your hair on... you might sort of start looking like yourself, but again, it's going to be a fairly idealized version.
I'm okay with that.
And that's okay.
And you can make more than one.
You can make more than one. Yeah. And you can, once you've created one, you can clone one. I'm going to cough.
So while Brian finishes coughing, I will say the whole Memoji thing is pretty fun. I know some people are looking down on it in the same way they do an emoji. And I'm guessing those are the people that don't get how cool this is, especially for people.
Yeah, I love this stuff, man.
Really into messages.
Yeah, it's fun. I find it fun. If you don't find it fun, that's fine. You're wrong, but that's fine. You know, it's, I don't know, it's fun.
It is fun. Okay. Another tip from me, and this is how to enable the password autofill for system-wide in iOS 12, and how to also include a third-party password manager app in that, because that's a thing you can do now. So first you need to make sure that the password manager app on your phone is updated to support iOS 12's autofill passwords feature. And I know
this, by the way, is like the best thing ever.
It's really cool. So
this is, I can't believe we're just now getting this 10 years into iPhone.
I know. Wait,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Or 11 years into iPhone.
Yeah. Make sure your password manager app has been updated. I'm using 1Password. It has been as of Monday. So once you do that, then you go into settings and scroll down to passwords and accounts, tap autofill passwords, and now you get a list. You'll see iCloud Keychain, and in my case, I also see 1Password. So you can tap on what you want to include for autofill. So you can like completely disable iCloud Keychain if you want. And then tap the little toggle to turn on autofill passwords. And that's it. Now, in the case of 1Password, it then popped up a couple other dialogues saying, hey, I need to have access to the clipboard now. And so I had to give it access to a couple things. And that was it. And now when I go to a website where I need to fill in a password, I tap it in the field on the web page. The keyboard pops up like it normally would, but now that autocomplete bar at the top lists the 1Password entry that I have. So I can just tap that and it fills it in and it's done.
Yeah, and you can, if you have 2FA set up within 1Password, two-factor authentication, like a Google, like a one-time Google password.
Yes, it will handle that part for you as well.
It'll auto-copy that, and the way that ends up working is it copies it for you, auto-copies for you, but then once that password has expired, it will revert your copy to you know, whatever was in your clipboard before.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, do you have another tip you want to toss at us?
Yeah. So speaking of passwords, this isn't iOS 12 specific. You can do it on iOS 11, but it's such a really cool feature. So if you go in the same area, so we're going into settings and then passwords and accounts, tap on whatever website login you have, and then you'll get the field where you see, you know, your username and password. And if you long press on the password, you have an option to airdrop it to another device like your iPad or your Mac. And I think this is really cool because, you know, say you're not comfortable using iCloud Keychain and you want to keep everything on one device, it's still easy to use your passwords on multiple devices.
That's really cool.
That is cool. It's relatively tedious to say using a password keeper. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, let's take this moment. That's a really cool tip, Andrew, for sure. I had no idea you could do that. Mm-hmm. But let's take this moment to really encourage people to use long, complex, and unique passwords on every site.
Yeah.
And if you need, and you do need, a password keeper, a password manager to do this, then get it. And like, people should be thinking about spending the money on a quality password manager to help keep you, your information, your accounts, your banks, your credit cards, keep all of that stuff safe.
Yes.
And it's never been easier to use them now. With this feature in iOS 12, this beautiful, glorious feature that I'm so excited about in iOS 12, it has never been easier to use a password manager on our mobile devices.
Yep.
At least our iOS devices.
Well, when you say mobile devices, the de facto standard are iOS devices.
Yeah, I have no idea, frankly, what's been going on in Android. I'm assuming it's fractured and dysfunctional and, you know, whatever. That's fine. If Android's your thing, do your thing. That's great. But if you're on an iOS device and you are you know, you can't memorize 28 character passwords for every site that you visit, right? Start using a password manager. Make your passwords long, complex, and unique.
Yep.
It's like, how does that saying go? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of something.
Cure.
Yeah, and this is like a nanogram is worth a metric crap ton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we are pretty much out of time, but I'm going to give people one more tip because shortcuts is such a cool thing in iOS 12, but I think that for the average user, the barrier to entry might prevent them from really getting into this. So Apple has included a way to make it really easy to turn some of the things that you do routinely into shortcuts. And so shortcuts are things where you're automating an action or a series of actions on your iOS device. And then you can, if you want, trigger that action or set of actions with a Siri voice command that you create. So Apple or iOS 12 is monitoring the stuff that you do, and it can offer up suggestions for things to automate. So the way this works is you tap settings, and then you go to Siri and search, and you will see a list of suggested shortcuts. So like right now, mine has two different people that I message a lot. And so those are listed. And one of the routine things that I do in OmniFocus is listed as well, which is great. But there's a lot of other stuff that you can do. So you can tap all shortcuts and you get a much longer list, all grouped based on apps and activities. So I can set up something from HomeKit. I can set up stuff from Mail, Maps, Messages, all kinds of stuff. So you can just pick something, and then it will create that shortcut for you. So an example would be if I have an alarm that I want to set with my voice, just to tie this in to Andrew's tip earlier, and it's an alarm that I'm using regularly, it'll show up under the clock app. So then you can just tap that alarm, and when you do, you get a new screen where it tells you what the action is going to be. There's a red button at the bottom of the screen. Tap that and say what you want to say to the Yes Lady to trigger this thing to happen. And then it's done. And you've now created a shortcut. So you can, at that point, tell any of your iOS devices running iOS 12 to do that thing. You can also tell your HomePod to do that thing. So it's just a really cool way to get started with shortcuts without having to mess around with learning the shortcuts interface and how to put together actions. So it's there. It's cool. And we are now really out of time, so I'm going to wrap us up. Andrew, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Brian, I'm so glad you were here, too. Thank you for making the time to join us.
Indeed. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
And thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, linkedin.com/TDO, and get $50 off your first job post. That's very cool. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.